Hebrews chapter number 10, verse number 35. A good old staple verse. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. That's a word for faith. Which hath great recompense of reward. In other words, the payoff is big time. Here's how you get the payoff. Has great recompense of reward. There's a reward on the other side of not casting away your confidence. How many of you know God wouldn't have to tell you not to, cast away your confidence? Another verse says, hold fast. See, if you're holding fast, you're not casting it away. Hold fast the confession of your faith. So, well, these verses, don't cast it away. Hold fast the confession of your faith. God wouldn't have to tell us to do that if there, wasn't going to be something come to, some opposition come up against us to oppose our faith. And if every time you believe you receive, you saw it immediately. So these two verses, cast not away your confidence, hold fast the confession of your faith, and others. We could look at many. We will look at some. These verses tell us that when you pray about something and you get into faith, enter into faith about it, there could be two things happen. Time might pass and you see nothing. Otherwise, why would he have to say, don't throw that confidence away? Because time's going to pass sometimes and you're not going to see that it happened. Doesn't mean nothing's happening, or doesn't mean nothing did happen. Jesus himself in Mark chapter number 11, he's the great passage of faith where he taught the great truths of faith there. He cursed the fig tree. The setting is the cursing of the fig tree. And whenever he cursed it, it was 24 hours before they could see anything happen. He walked away and they couldn't see anything changed. Isn't that right? 24 hours later, Peter called to remembrance. You remember the fig tree that you cursed withered away. And so Jesus said, have faith in God. Faith. Told us to have faith in God. So sometimes whenever you, and then he goes on and says, believe you receive when you pray. And so sometimes whenever you believe you receive, sometimes whenever you speak a thing and get into faith, because you can get into faith by praying, you can get into faith by saying. Right? Sometimes when you release your faith, let's put it that way, whether it's praying or saying. You might not always see anything happen immediately. Well, if we had great faith like Jesus, we'd see it immediately. Well, Jesus didn't see anything for 24 hours. It dried up from the roots. That's where you can't see. Didn't look like anything was happening for a while. Amen. But Jesus walked away and didn't keep his attention, didn't keep looking to see if something happened. He believed something happened. Amen. That's what we want to focus on this morning. We want to look at just not casting away our confidence and not looking at, keep checking to see if anything's changing. Well, it's just an indication our attention's on the wrong things. So if you don't see anything immediately, let me say it this way. When he says, hold fast the confession of your faith, when he says, don't cast away your confidence, that implies some time might pass before you say, looky, there it is. Looky, looky, sooky, sooky. You know. Time might pass. And second of all, along with some opposition that'll come against you. In other words, sometimes time won't just pass. Time will pass while opposition comes. My brethren, but James 1 tells us what to do. Count it all joy. Count it all joy when you fall into those times. Praise God. Why? Because there's a reward on the other side of not casting away our confidence. The reward is something better than you're experiencing right now. I believe in going from glory to glory, don't you? Amen. Something better than what you're experiencing right now. I don't believe life ought to be boring and dull. I believe life ought to be full of things happening and God working. And the world says if it's not one thing, it's another. I took their phrase, but I use it in the blessings of God. If it's not one blessing here, it's another blessing there. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So there's a reward. Poke your neighbor and say the reward is something better than what you're experiencing right now. But how are you going to get into that? Through believing God for a day and then saying, well, that faith business doesn't work. I tried that faith business. You know, that faith church down there, they preach faith, but I tried that. That doesn't work. Well, you really hung in there, didn't you, for a whole 7 minutes. Go over to Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse number 12. People have the wrong idea about faith. They think you're going to always see it immediately. No, you always receive immediately if it's something in line with redemption, you know. But look here in Hebrews, you don't always see what you receive, though. That's why he said, believe you receive. If you saw that you received, you wouldn't have to believe you received. How many of you believe you're sitting in a chair? Congratulations, not a single person believes you're sitting in a chair. You don't have to believe you're sitting in a chair. You know you're sitting in a chair. You can see you're sitting in a chair. Believing's for things you can't see. I believe I've got a heart. I believe I've got a brain.
That's right.
That's right.
I've never seen it.
But you got one.
But I got evidence of it. Okay, look at Hebrews 6:12. Hebrews 6:12. Oh, I thought I had this one written down. Let me turn to it. And this is a good verse. You need to put this in your spirit and ruminate on it. That's a good farm boy expression for chew the cud. Meditate on it. That's what it means. Look at Hebrews 6:12. That you be not slothful. That means lazy. But followers or imitators, the Greek knight actually says, of them who through faith inherits the promises. Huh? How do you get into what God said is yours? Well, you just believe God and, you know, boom, there it is. No, how many of you know farmers don't plant seed and then put on a hard hat and a helmet or goggles and back up and protective gear and say, okay, the seed's in the ground, watch out, boom, there comes the corn. Get the combine, George, you know. No, it's faith and perseverance.
Yes, sir.
We, on our side of the county where we live, there's, I don't know, four or five weeks of dry rain. I mean, dry rain. Oh, my. Dry rain. Okay. All right. It's a new scientific phenomenon, you know. It's just dry rain. Oh, my. Lord, help me get this service back. All right. No rain. Four or five weeks of no rain. That was funny. I can't even blame anybody on that one. But those farmers had to persevere. I mean, you know what I'm talking about? So there's times, seasons in life to where it's just dry rain. You know, it's just, we may as well laugh. I mean, you know. Let's look at this verse again. Hebrews 6:12. Be not slothful, lazy. How many of you know he's not talking about getting out of bed and working a job? He's talking about being lazy in faith. You can be a workaholic in the flesh and lazy in faith. Be not lazy in faith, we could say. And we read the rest of the verse, we see that's accurate. But imitators of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now, patience in the New Testament, King James, I should say, other translations will translate it better. It doesn't mean sit by and wait. You know, you tell your child because it's you know, told them, okay, we're going to go to Disneyland and, you know, the date you're going to leave is in 3 weeks. But how many of you know there? Is it today? No, just be patient. Just be patient. That means just wait. But that's not what it means in the Bible. Isn't that right? patience in the Bible. Just take, for example, Hebrews 12, verse number 1, 2, 3, down and through there, where it talks about, let us lay aside every weight, seeing we're compassed about with these great cloud of witnesses. Lay aside every weight, and notice, run with patience the race. Well, if patience means sit by and wait, that means run by sitting by and waiting. I watched a few of the Olympic races, and I never saw any of them, when the gun went off, sit down and wait. Isn't that right? They got up and ran. And the word patience should have been, and newer translations will translate it, perseverance.
Yes.
It means endurance. It means you don't quit. In other words, you're believing God tomorrow just like you did today, and you're still joyful the third day, and you're still rejoicing that the word is true. Hallelujah. So believe God, be an imitator of those who through faith and patience or perseverance inherit the promises. Tell your neighbor, you need some perseverance. That's what it means. Don't cast away your confidence. Hold fast to your confidence. Hold fast to your confession of faith.
That's right.
And do it joyfully.
Yeah.
That'll help you hold fast.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because now when we say that, you could think, well, that means, go over to a passage of scripture here, I think that'll help us rightly divide something here, because I think people get the wrong idea when they hear that. Go over to 1 Peter here, I think. Let me check, make sure. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter 3, 9. I'm going to pop the clutch here in a little bit. 2 Peter 3, verse number 9. Look what he said here. He said, the Lord is not slack. If you look up the word slack, it means a sluggard or not performing his responsibilities. If you look it up, he's not slack concerning his promises. In other words, he's not someone who promises and then doesn't watch over that to perform those. The Bible said he watches over his word to perform it. So he doesn't just lightly say something. A few months ago, I told a minister friend of mine, there's a particular subject he's really, really, really skilled in, really certain things that, and I told him, I said, you need to write a book on that. The body of Christ needs to get out to the rest of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Because I had something in my spirit to sow into it, so financially into it.
Yeah.
And he said, I know, my wife keeps telling me. I'm like, ooh, I see if the wife's telling him, I know I'm hearing from God. And so I said, I'm giving you my word right now that I'm going
to
sow $500 into that book.
Glory to God.
Now, when I say things like that, you know, it goes on a list of notes that I write things down that I gave my word on. Because I don't want to forget that. Because I want to be like God. I'm not slack concerning my promises.
Yes, sir.
I got a list of things like that.
Yes.
Come on. Amen. But see, I've done it in the past. I'm thinking of, this was more than 10 years ago. Somebody I knew was supposed to write a book, and they said they were going to write a book, and I sowed, $500 or $1,000 into it, and they haven't done a thing to write it since. So I decided, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to say, once you start writing it, tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just I learned that. It's not that I don't want to put seed in the ground. I just don't want to put it in bad soil. Anyway, so the God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. In other words, it looks like some things that he said aren't coming to pass. Let's just take this. Let's just take the last great harvest of the souls of the earth. If you went by what's going on, what it looks like is happening in America right now, you'd say, well, that doesn't look like that's coming to pass. But it ain't over.
It's not over.
Amen. I don't know if God's waiting on a fat lady to sing. I don't know. But it's not over. Keeping some of you awake. Don't take offense and think I'm against ladies. I'm not. I'm just... Amen. It's not over. He's not slack concerning his promises. As some men count slackness, look at what he said. But his long-suffering to usward. Ooh, oh, what? I thought we were waiting on God. He said right there, he's waiting on us. Isn't that an interesting verse? It's actually us he's waiting on. He's long-suffering to usward. Isn't that interesting? Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Some things are delayed not because of anything on God's end, but a delayed response on man's end. I've learned this, that while if I'm standing in faith for something, some things do take longer, but not because of God, not because he's slack, not because he's slow. But they take time because of me. It takes me time to lay hold. Or it takes me time to respond. He would say, do this. Whatever it might be. It might be go to this meeting. It might be sow that seed. It might be whatever. And he starts. Here's what I've learned about God working for me. While he's working for me, he will work in me. He'll work in me to get me in position to where I'm receiving. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about or not. While God's working for me, he'll work in me. Amen. He'll work in me. So, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. He wants to, it's him. The Bible said, there's a couple of verses here I want you to think of. Think of Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He doesn't just work for you and me, he works in you and me. That's Philippians 1, verse number 6. He that began a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, Philippians 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Amen. Sometimes that work in us is a work to keep us from casting away our confidence. You know, you got to look at faith as a force. Sometimes people put the force of faith in motion and then they stop that motion. What if I am driving somewhere and I go, but then I keep stopping? I go for 10 minutes and then I stop for an hour. Go for another 5 minutes. Or let's apply it to the faith life. What if I go to church and release faith for an hour, and for 3 days until the next service, I'm just not doing anything? Am I making sense now? Well, God has to work in us to keep working for us. He has to work in us to keep us active in faith. Rather than encouraged in church and then discouraged whenever nobody else is around.
Come on.
No wonder things take time. How long would it take you to get home if you drove for 5 minutes and kept, and then every 5 minutes you stopped for 3 hours? But that's what we're doing, you know. Maybe not all of us, but sometimes people are doing that. They come to church and they're, oh, that's right, I'm believing God. And then they get out of church and I don't know what I'm going to do. Just seems like I'm always behind. Such a struggle. Just God doesn't seem to come through for me. He works for other people, but not me. Maybe we don't say it all, but those thoughts. And those thoughts rob our confession. And we are not holding fast the confession. The first thing that goes is confession. That's the first thing that goes. Amen. So, are you glad you came this morning? You remember, that's what he means here whenever he's not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering towards us. He's actually waiting on us. So how quickly we get serious about faith and patience determines how long it's going to be. A lot of times. The process of renewing our mind can be quick. The process can be short. It can be long. Excuse me. It can be quick or it can be long. We can just kind of play games and play church games. And you know what I'm talking about? We're just humoring people by showing up, but we're really not doing anything with what we heard. We're not renewing our mind. We're not casting down thoughts that say it didn't work. You know, it's not going to happen. And come on. And so with that kind of lazy faith, that's what he meant when he said, don't be slack, don't be sloth, don't be sluggard, don't be lazy in faith. With that kind of lazy faith, God can't hardly do anything. Because he does what he does through us. Through us. He doesn't just do it out here in the air independent of us. He does it through us. Amen. Hallelujah. So a lot of times in these areas, the problem is, you know, the problem with people's lives not looking like the Word is because their lives are living with lazy faith. It's excited for a little bit, and then it's a little like, I don't know why this shouldn't be called Old Faithful. You ever seen that geyser, or seen pictures of that geyser in Yellowstone National Park called Old Faithful? I don't remember how many hours it shoots off. People are like that. Every now and then they just get excited and have an explosion of faith, and then for days there's nothing.
Yep. That's so true.
Pastor Nancy was talking about momentum. We don't gain momentum that way. Amen. Pastor Debbie and I learned after a number of years that it pays to keep on, keep on, keep on. Faith and perseverance, faith and perseverance, faith and perseverance. Eventually you gain momentum and things start to snowball. Amen. And things that just... People say this is hard. No, what's hard is having momentum in the wrong direction. That's what's hard. But if you get momentum going in the right direction, actually things work quite easily. The things of God work. Praise the Lord. This is going a little different direction than I planned, but this is all good. So he said he's long-suffering towards us. And so people, they just give up and throw away their confidence. And the devil says boo, or they get a bad report, or some fear hits them in the middle of the night or something. And it's like everything's gone that they once believed. You know what I'm talking about? And we've got to get their eyes and get their attention back on what God said, back on what God said, back on what God said. That's Ann's job day in, day out. Back on what God said. What did God say? What did God say? What did God say? People are asking too many questions when there's only one question they need to answer. What did God say? Not when, not how, not through whom, not why is this not working. That's not your question. Your question is, what did God say? That's all faith is interested in. That's all faith is talking about. And you're holding fast your confidence in that and your confession in that. Amen. Hold fast. Hold fast. People give up so fast, but it said hold fast. Hold fast means hold hard. Grab your notebook and hold on to it. Hold fast to your notebook. You know what I just implied by telling him, hold fast that notebook? I just implied I'm going to try to get it away from him. Isn't that right? Hold fast means hold hard. See?
I was readjusting.
Amen. Some other people are saying, I'm not going to sit on the front row ever. I'm never going to sit on the front row. Amen. Now, think of Galatians 6:9. Go to Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9 says, "Let us not be weary." Remember the context. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Means sharing financially, so forth. What's the next verse? How's the next verse start? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He's talking about sowing into the gospel, the preaching of the gospel. Be not deceived. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. What's the next verse say? He that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. How's the next verse start? Let us not be weary in well-doing. Stop right there. What's the well-doing in the context here? Sowing to the Spirit, sowing to the gospel. Am I right? I mean, it could apply to other things, but that's the context. Sowing. Be not weary in sowing, giving, sowing seed. Isn't that right? Don't be weary in that. Don't be weary in well-doing. What's it say? For in due season, we shall reap, period. Huh? No, in due season, we shall reap if what?
We faint not.
Now, what's the faint? What's faint mean? That means we quit. That doesn't work. I tried that. That doesn't work. No, it didn't. You didn't try that. It tried you and you flunked. Whew, Pastor, that was hard. Well, that's the truth of it. You and I don't try the word. The word tries us. Us. All of us. Where nobody has a special edge on this. We've all lived by hearing and doing the word. A man or a woman with a miracle ministry and can have miracles, signs, and wonders flow through them where people are healed left and right and so forth and so on. They themselves are going to have to get healed on their own faith. That gift is not for them. It's for ministering to others. And they themselves are going to have to lay hold, hold fast, and stand sometimes.
Yes.
And not give up. Not quit. Stand on the... See, a lot of Christians don't realize there's faith. There's healing that comes by faith in the Word only, and then there's healings that come by gifts of the Spirit. And however you get it, either way, you're going to have to stand to hold fast to it. Because Satan, apparently, whenever I illustrated with, you know, him saying, hold fast, that was an indication I'm going to try to get that away from him. And see, God's not trying to get your faith away from you. But Satan's after your faith. Bible talks about several places the trial of your faith.
Yes.
Your faith is going to be tested.
Yes.
The devil will come and oppose it.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to confess that, Pastor. You don't have to. It'll just happen. Jesus said in John 16:33, in this world you will have tribulation. I'm not going to say that. Doesn't matter. You're going to have it anyway.
You will.
You're in this world.
That's right.
Where Satan is out there.
Yes, sir.
He's going to oppose you.
Yes, he is.
He's not necessarily happy you got saved.
No, he's not.
Right. Or that you're in the Bible getting your mind renewed. He's not necessarily thrilled with that. He's going to oppose you. He's not going to just let you waltz into all the blessings of God without hitting you with fear and doubt and symptoms and contradictory evidence and people lying and telling you things that aren't true. And every step of the way sometimes he's going to hound you and hit you in the with thoughts.
Yes, sir.
He's not going to congratulate you. You got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and you go to Spirit of Faith Family Church. Yay! Well, then I don't want to get saved, or I don't want to go to that church, or I don't want... Well, what's the alternative? Be defeated. Be lost. No, I'm not going there. Amen. So, cast not away... So, be not weary in well-doing. In due season, you will reap... How? If you faint not. That means we'll reap if we don't quit. If we don't cast away our confidence. Quit what? Well, if we don't quit using our faith, if we don't quit obeying the law of sowing and reaping, if we don't quit, let me say it this way. If we don't quit when God is working in us. Remember the parable Jesus gave, the parable, John 15, the parable of the vine and the branches. Jesus said, we mentioned many times, there's five different levels of fruit bearing there.
Right.
Remember the vine and the branches? He that bears no fruit, that's one level, no fruit. He purgeth it, he taketh away, but if any man bears fruit, that's another level. He purgeth it that he might bring forth more fruit. And then he talks about much fruit. And then he talks about fruit that remains. And we want to get from one level to the next. What is fruit? It's just simply results from the Word. Getting results from the Word. Standing on the Word and seeing that come to pass. If it's the Word about controlling our thought life, keeping our mind, that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Then we practice keeping our mind on the Word and saying what the Word says and resisting other thoughts so we can have peace.
Yes.
That's right.
Now we can have a little bit or we can have no peace. We can have peace. We can have more peace. We can have much peace.
Yes.
And we can have peace that's going to be the rest of our lives.
Amen.
So take every area of the Word, and there's different degrees that you can experience, different levels. You see that all through the Bible, the parable of the sower. He talks about, three kinds of ground don't bring forth any fruit, but then one, 30, 60, and 100 fold.
Yeah.
We read in parables that Jesus gave about the first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn and ear. That's progression. That's more fruit. That's the best God. That's moving towards the best God has.
Yeah.
But how do we get from one level to the next? In John 15, he gives us the answer. If a man, in John 15, verse number 2. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
If a man abides in me,
yes,
and I in him, same, he'll bring forth fruit.
Yes.
And then he says, what's he say there? What's the verse 2 say? How does it start out?
Every branch in me
that beareth not fruit, he takes away. Every branch that beareth fruit,
he purges it.
That it may bring forth more. Oh, here's how you get from one level to the next. Purge.
Yes.
Purge it. That's just it. You know, my baby got cancer and I'm being purged. No. Read the next verse. Now you are what?
Clean.
That's the same Greek word translated purge in the previous verse. Clean through how? Cancers and tornadoes and bad things happening, and that's God trying to purge you. He's trying to teach you something. No. Now you're clean through what? Through the Word. So, Pastor, you might say, Pastor, I know this, but you might know it, but not like you need to know it. I might know it, but not like I need to know it. Clean through what? Going to church and hearing the Word. That's part of it. That's part of it. Might not be all of it, but that's part of it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I just don't know why this keeps going on. This keeps going on. We'll keep getting purged. You're not.
Yeah.
There's the work that needs to happen in you.
That's right.
There's the work that needs to happen in you so he can work for you.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's right.
We like to think we're all that in a bag of chips.
Come on.
When it comes to faith.
Yeah. Come on.
How many of you ever thought you were all that in a bag of chips? I'll raise both hands. I thought I was all that. But just a few years down the road, I look back on where I was and go, no wonder. Anybody know what I'm talking about? No wonder.
Come on now, you're helping.
My faith was so full of dross.
Yeah.
The dross of fear and the dross of worry and the dross of my mind being on the problem and the dross. That it was hard to conduct God's power. No wonder it took so long. See, there has to be a work in us to really allow him to work for us. And the work in us is cleansing us from all the dross, all the, you know, we believe God in church for an hour and then we go home and worry for the rest of the week. And
come on.
Or we don't ever get much washing done because we don't show up in church, but once every 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And just and keeps telling people, keep on coming. I wanted to go down to Staples and get one of those things that says, what's that thing say at Staples? That was easy. I want to reprogram and say, keep on coming. Because that's just getting dross out, just getting dross out, just getting dross out. And listen, it's not glamorous.
No, it's not.
But stick with it. Stick with it. Stick with it. Well, that power, those waves came through in camp meeting, and I got nothing. Well, what are you going to do? Wait till next year's camp meeting? No. Get in the Word. Wash, 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 wash. And do it again tomorrow morning. My flesh doesn't want to get up. I'm tired. Say, shut up, flesh. I'm getting up and washing my mind with the water of the Word this morning. Why would we expect anything to change whenever we're not changing? So we need to recognize here, let us not be weary in well-doing. In due season we'll reap if we faint not. If we faint not. If we have this habit of continuing to quit or get our attention. I'm just telling you, that's Ann's biggest job. Getting people's attention back on the Word. Getting people's attention back on the Word. Getting people's attention back on the Word. Back on the Word. Back, 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 back,
back,
back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back, back,
back, back,
back, back, back, back, back, back. It's coming out different than I thought, but
that's good.
People just cast away their confidence so easy. They don't recognize how Satan does it, and because they don't recognize how he does it, they're not skillful in stopping him. They take the bait for 3 hours or for 3 days, and they're out there, you know, wandering around in anxiety for a while until they get back in church. And like, oh, that's right. Oh, well, what was I doing?
Yeah.
We got to stop that habit, don't we? So, it doesn't take God long. He said, we'll reap if we faint not. I think this don't faint includes the process that I'm talking about in us. Does that make sense? It doesn't mean if we just, until God gets around in his good time to get our harvest to us. No, I think it's a process of not fainting when he's working in us to purge things out of our thinking and out of our believing. Well, all this dross that's mixed in. When I say dross, you realize that Peter, he mentioned over there in 1 Peter chapter number 1, he talked about the trying of your faith, and he talked about being tried with fire. Fire burns, he says, tried with fire as pure gold. Fire gets the dross out of gold. Amen. And they say gold is one of the best conductors of electricity that there is. So what he's saying is, he didn't know anything about electricity back then, but we can apply it to today, to conducting the power, like gold will conduct electricity, the power of God, our faith will conduct the power of God, and the more dross we get out of it, the better of a conductor we are. And that getting the dross out of us is the process in us. That's the process in us. And most people aren't willing to go all the way through that process. I have learned. Go over to Luke chapter number 8. Whee! I didn't know this was going to happen this way this morning. Look at Luke chapter number 8. Luke chapter number 8. Look at Luke 8 verse 15. Remember the four kinds of ground? Verse 15 of Luke 8 is the fourth kind of ground, the good ground. That on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with
patience.
Oh. Brings forth fruit with patience. Now, Luke's account doesn't record it, but Mark's account, and Matthew's too, actually, talks about the four kinds of ground also. This talks about all four kinds of ground, but in the when it comes to the good ground, Luke's account didn't say what the other account said. It brings forth fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. You know what 100-fold is? That's the best you can get out of the word. Probably none of us there. The full potential. The full potential. Whew. The full potential is best.
Yes.
The best God has. Remember the Bible says the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Thank God for whatever we use to prop us up financially, whatever we use to get through tests and trials physically, whatever it might be, whether it be loans or, you know, operations or medicine. Thank God for all those things.
Sir.
But let's not sit around saying, this is the best. Ooh, isn't this? Aren't I a humdinger? I'm getting the best. No, this isn't a humdinger. You're not a humdinger. I'm not a humdinger yet. We got to look in the Word and see what a humdinger is. Huh? Always having all sufficiency in all things at all times. Isn't that right? The head and not the tail. Above only. That means you get around anybody you get around, you're still above them. Above only and not beneath. Whew, sheesh. Well, I'm not there. Well, I'm going to get there. Through faith and patience. Then he said, with joy, verse 15, the good ground, honest and good heart, they receive it. Having heard the word, they keep it and bring forth fruit with perseverance. Perseverance. Say perseverance. That means not quitting. We've studied that. So without, in other words, how do you, because Mark and Matthew described it as 30, 60, and 100-fold. Luke described it as brings forth fruit, perseverance. So how do you go from 30 to 60? Perseverance.
Yes.
Yep. I'm getting a little results out of the word.
Keep going.
But how do I get more perseverance?
Yes.
I remember someone said to me one time, I was believing God for a certain amount to come in to take a trip, and this is how much came in, but it wasn't enough. I said, that's a lot better than you used to do. Yeah, but it wasn't everything I needed. Yeah, I know, but just keep persevering. Your faith will get there to where everything you need is always there. But I was trying to encourage him because they're looking at it as a negative. I said, look at it as a positive. Have you ever believed for that much money? Amen. And it come in?
Come on.
Yeah, but it wasn't enough. Yeah, but you never had that much money come in. We got to get our yeah, but on the right side, you know.
Hallelujah.
Just keep on keeping on. Just keep on practicing. Just keep on exercising. Just keep on doing the word when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it. We don't practice the word on whims. This is a lifestyle with us.
Amen.
Whoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them. I liken him to a wise man, build his house on the rock. He's doing it as a lifestyle, not on whims, not just on Sunday mornings, not just whenever. And here's one, not just whenever the going gets rough.
Yeah, that's good.
I believe God. I speak my faith all the time about many things. A lot of things are working real well for us, but I just speak it anyhow all the time. I don't want to get lazy. I don't want to get flabby in faith. I don't want to. I want to keep on stretching. I want to keep on reaching. I want to keep on giving bigger and giving more and obeying the Spirit and responding to the Spirit quicker.
Amen.
But here's what I wanted you to see in Mark. Well, it's Luke's account here, Luke 8, this parable of the sower. And there's four kinds of dirt, right?
Yes, sir.
And the good ground is only 1/4 of it. Right? And then in the good ground, which is only 1/4, 25%. The good ground is only 25%. In the good ground, only a third of the 25%, which is, what is that, about 8%, somewhere roughly, 7-8% gets the full potential. Why? Because many aren't willing to go through the process, persevering through getting all the dross out of their faith. They show up to a camp meeting and then they leave and they're back to their dead church. Amen. Amen. If I want to be good ground, I got to persevere in this process. And whenever he's changing my thinking and working on my thinking and saying your thinking has been hindering you in this area, I got to go through that process. Sometimes it's painful on the flesh. But count it all joy. Count it all joy. Amen. Whether it's the word that led us into perseverance or whether it's a test or a trial that made you get a hold of the word, either way, count it all joy. You getting anything out of this morning?
Yes.
Praise God. This is going a totally different direction than I planned to go, but people are so ready to fling away their faith and say, see, that doesn't work. No, just stay in there and let the process happen. Let God teach you how this works, even whenever it's not working. Just stay in there. You don't get the dross out of gold by holding it outside of the fire. You put it in the fire. Some things you just got to jump in.
Yeah. Come on.
But I don't know what I'm doing. You'll learn.
Yeah.
I've seen parents train their kids to swim that way.
Yeah.
They're always right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen parents throw infants in the pool. They're right there. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what some of you need. Kicked off the edge of the pool. You know what I'm talking about? We're right there for you. We just say, swim, swim, swim.
Right.
I can't. Here, I'll hold you up. Paddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they don't have any love down at that church. That's more love than you realize. You're going to need to be able to paddle at some place in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People don't like it when you kick them out of the boat, so to speak, or kick them out of the nest. Praise God. So, are you glad you came this morning? Only one question you need to ask. What did God say? Just stay with it. Praise the Lord. All right, let's wrap this up. But like I said, the very fact that there's many exhortations in the Bible, and we didn't even get into three of them, I don't think. But there's many, many, many in the Bible, exhortations to perseverance. That means there's going to be opposition, and that means sometimes time's going to pass, and you won't see what you believe you receive. Now, that doesn't mean nothing's happening, because Jesus said, when you pray, believe you receive. So we're not counting God's slack concerning his promises. You follow what we're saying? We're just holding ourselves in faith. And let's wrap it up by going to this verse. Go over to Philippians chapter number 3. Philippians chapter number 3. How to find it myself here. Philippians 3 is where Paul said, I press towards the mark. You remember all that? And the prize of the high calling of God. The high calling's the ultimate, the best God has for us. Then he said, I count not myself to have apprehended. Verse number 13. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching for those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Let us therefore as many as be perfect. Perfect doesn't mean we don't have make any mistakes. Perfect means wholehearted, going after it.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by just getting out there in it. Just go after it.
Yeah. Amen.
I have more respect for somebody that just jumps in.
Yeah.
Then waits back on the dock until they get every little piece of understanding they need.
Come on.
You could wait for the rest of your life. So he said, as many as be perfect or wholehearted, they just get in, be thus minded. How minded? Press minded. Amen. Reaching minded, reaching for what's ahead. Press minded. As many as be perfect, be thus minded. If anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. I like that verse.
Yeah.
So what he's saying is, just start going for it. And if there's some area of wrong thinking, he'll reveal it to you.
Yeah, he will. Yeah, he will.
He'll tell you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you learn a whole lot better out there just going for it.
Yes, you
come
do.
On.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Then you ever will sitting back, okay, Pastor, teach me that again. Why don't you get out into it and let God teach you?
Yeah.
You've been taught 7,500 times.
Yeah.
Almost, not quite. You know what I mean? Just get out.
Yes,
just get out.
Yeah.
While I'm waiting for all my ducks to get in a row, I found the devil will chase your ducks.
Yeah.
About the time you get them in a row, one will go quack, 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 quack. He'll keep chasing your ducks around. You just need to get your ducks going in a direction. You know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Patience or perseverance, let's use the word perseverance, is a companion force of faith. Amen. If you got a spirit of faith, you don't just believe God for a day. You believe God and you just keep on going. And if there's something you need to know while you're going, you just say, God, you said you would reveal this to me if I'd be wholehearted and just go for it.
Yes.
You'll reveal some things to me.
Yes.
How many of you have ever just launched out into something and then whenever pastor preaches, it just makes a whole lot more sense? It just means so much more because I'm not just sitting here just packing what I hear in my spirit. I'm actually out doing this, and that's exactly what I need. I get what he's saying right now.
Amen.
Those are the people that come to church excited.
Because
they're out there putting it to use, and they're like, okay, I'm going to learn some more today of what I'm already doing. And he'll reveal unto me what I don't understand. Praise God. And if you get out there, launch out, and you only get 30-fold of what's available, well, you learned a whole lot while you're getting 30-fold, and you learned a whole lot so that you'll be able to learn to apply to get to the 60-fold.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God.
God is interested in doers, not just church pew warmers.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Stand with me. I'm a doer. Praise God. You know, a lot of things come to pass in stages. Bible talks about steps of faith. We're of those who, like Abraham, take steps of faith. Romans 4 says. Amen. Take one step. Take a step. Well, what if I don't know enough? Well, you learn. How'd you learn to ride a bike? By watching videos riding bikes? Huh? Give me another video, Mommy. I want to watch another video. That another video ain't going to do you any good. You got to get out there, get on that bike, and start pedaling. If you fall in the ditch, you fall in the ditch, but you learn something. People play it safe in faith, and that's why they never get there. You need to be dangerous. I don't always preach like that, but it just seems like it came on me this morning. Just stop playing it safe. Get out there, and it's where we're. Oh, God's gonna have to bail me out this time. Peter got out there and got a bail out on the water, didn't he? He learned something. While God was working for him, he worked in him. Glory. Glory to God. Get out of the boat. 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 Praise God. Next time I see you, I want to see some wet feet. Well, what if I'm wet all over? Well, we'll just pull you up and say, at least you went for it. Huh? Congratulations, at least you went for it. I think Jesus was more pleased with Peter out on the water than those dry people back in the boat. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I lit a fire on the inside of me this morning. Thank you, Lord. 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 Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Amen. 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 Somebody got something to sing?
Glory. Glory.
Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord told me 3 weeks ago to sow that seed. And what you sitting back in the boat for? Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe I need that for rent. I've needed a lot of things I've given away. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We have to be full of joy as we go through this journey. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm full of joy and I've got the victory. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory now. Nothing but nothing, nothing can keep me down. Nothing can make me sad.
Into what he has. Oh yes, I'm full of joy and I've got the victory. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory now. Yeah. Nothing but nothing, nothing can keep me down. Nothing can make me sad or wear brown. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory now. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory now. Nothing but nothing, nothing can keep me down. Nothing can make me sad or wear brown. I'm full of joy and I've got the victory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many of you have watched us talk to you about how the Lord dealt with us with about aviation years ago? And the Lord said, now phase three. And you watched us take steps to train the pilot. And then the Lord spoke the other day about some connections where there's a supply for us. And things, see, when you take steps, more revelation comes. Amen. But you got to keep taking steps and just persevere. Well, what if I miss God? Well, at least you miss trying. I think God would rather us miss it trying than sitting back in the boat.
Amen.
How many of you know your child rides that bike, they might fall over, but you don't say, that's it, you'll never ride a bike. No, you encourage them. You get them up and you dust off their knee, put a bandage on it, and say, let's get back on that bike. Amen. Hallelujah.